Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Kovacs here, bringing you today's installment of Mishnah Yomi. We're in Chapter 6, Bava Batra, Mishnah Zayin. Mi shahaita derech rabim, overet petoch sedehu. Someone had a public thoroughfare, a public path, going through his field. Natola, he took it away. You know, he filled in the path or blocked the opening. V'notan lahem minatzad. He gave them another path at the side of the field, not through the middle of the field. That'll be much more convenient for him. It doesn't work. Masha Natan Natan, the second path, the new path that he gave. He can't take that one away. Vishalo Lo Higia. But his closure of the original public path is not legally valid. Since the public had a long-established right of way, or easement, or access rights to that path, he's not allowed to move it unilaterally. And then the Gemara explained, you know, this is even if the path is the same length that's on this new path on the side, because a path on the side of the field is less convenient for some members of the public than the previous original path had been. The Mishnah elaborates, Derech Hayochid Arba Amot. An individual path is 4 amot wide. So if you buy access rights, or you buy a path through someone's field, or you're, you know, hiring a contractor to pave a path for you, it's got to be 4 amot wide. Derech Rabim Sheshesre Amma. The road for the public is 16 amma wide. That's like a public thoroughfare. It's a quite large street. This actually comes up in Hilchot Shabbat, because we don't make an Eruv. Hilchot Eruvin, as a subset of Hilchot Shabbat, really, we don't make an Eruv in something that's a Reshut Rabim Deraita. So this literally is a public street. This is a Reshut Rabim Deraita. But there are certain opinions cited in Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim that it's not just the size that matters. It's actually if there's a Rabim that uses that street. And a Rabim, like we learned from the 40 years in the wilderness in the Midbar, was 600,000 people. That's a pretty big Rabim. So sometimes there might be a large public area, but according to some opinions, you might still be able to make an Eruv there, because it's not really the Rabim in terms of population using the area. But that's Hilchos Eruvin. Back to Bava Batra. Derech HaMelech Ein Lo Shior. The path of the king has no limit. So if somebody's constructing a path for a king, well, they better specify exactly how much the king wants, because it's limitless. This eminent domain is sort of wherever and however big the king needs it. He might need to be moving his entire army. There might be tanks and trucks and all sorts of things that the king has to move. So wherever he needs it, you know, for the needs of the nation. It's not really the needs of the king, it's the needs of the nation. He's allowed to make it as big as he needs. Derech HaKever Ein Lo Shior, and also the way to the cemetery can be very large. There's no limit to it, because you might have a lot of people accompanying the funeral procession. HaMa'amad, the Ma'amad means the standing up, and these are places on the way to burial where they would stop and give eulogies and, you know, cry over the person that they're bringing towards burial, and then they would stand up again and proceed to the burial, and they would stop multiple times, 7 times was the minhag on the way there. Dayani Tzipori Amru, the judges in Tzipori said, Beit Arbat Kavin. They said, really, you really need an area of Arba Kavin, an area you plant 40 kav of seeds. It's the Kahati says is 50 by 33 square amot. Now, on the subject of burial, Mishnah Chetz ends up this chapter. Mocher makom lechaver lasot lo kever. He sold a place to his friend to make a kever, to make a burial situation, we'll call it, like a crypt. V'kenem akolo mechaver lasot lo kever. Or so a contractor hired to dig a crypt in the ground. Ose toche shomara, he builds the inside of the cave, the excavation, arba amot al sheish, 4 amot by 6, upoteach letocha shmona kuchin. And in the walls of this 4 by 6 room underground, he carves these niches, these little, these like cubbies for the actual bodies into the wall of this crypt. Shlosha mikan, 3 on one side, shlosha mikan, 3 on the other side, shnai mikdegdan, and 2 opposite the doorway, the entranceway. There's probably stairs leading down underground into this crypt. The kuchin and these cubbies themselves for the actual nifter, Arkan arba amot, they should be 4 amot deep, because a person is usually 3 amot and change tall. Ruman shiva, and 7 tfachim high. Rochban shisha, and 6 tfachim wide. Rabbi Shimon omer, ose tochashel mara, he says this crypt that you're digging out should be 6 amot al shmona, should actually be bigger, should be 6 by 8 amot poteach letocha shosh sarkuch, and now you can have 13 cubbies for bodies, because you have a bigger space. Arba mekan, arba mekan, 4 on each side. Ushlosha mekenegadon, and 3 facing the entrance wave. Echad miyamin hapetach, echad mismol, and 1 to the right and 1 to the left of the door. Now, really, in the Gemara, they explain we're not dealing with kind of behind the door, because then people outside would be walking on it to get in there. We're talking about in the corners opposite the door diagonally. The Osei Chatzer al Piyamara, and they also build a chatzer, a courtyard, above ground at the entrance to this underground crypt, Sheish al Sheish, 6 by 6 amot, Kimlo Amita veKovreha, the size of the burial bier, the bed that the Nifter is lying on, and the guys who are there to take him down and bury him. Upotech letocho shtei marot. And it can actually open, this chatzer can open into 2 separate crypts, you know, 1 on the left, 1 on the right. There's actually an illustration in the art scroll and in some of the Gemaras how this works. Echad mikan v'echad mikan is the one on each side. Rabbi Shimon omer arba. Rabbi Shimon says, really, you could have 1 chatzer in the middle and with, you know, stairs or, you know, access leading down to 4 crypts in the 4 different directions. The arba ru chotea, to the 4 different directions. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel omer hakol lefi asela. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, really, it depends on the rock and the dirt and the substance you're dealing with. If it's very soft dirt, you might not be able to build so many kuchin, because there'd be a collapse if you dig too many and they dig them too close together. So really, it depends on the logistic and the engineering requirements of the place you're in. In Eretz Yisrael, in Beit Guvrin, in the National Park there, they do have something like a Mishnaic crypt that they've excavated that was available. And I recall them discussing that sometimes they'll find bodies when they're, you know, when they're building something in Eretz Yisrael, they'll find really ancient bodies, and it's a shaila, if it's a Jewish body, if you're allowed to move it. If there's actually a cemetery, you can't move it, and if it's just a body or two that happens to be there, you could. So actually the Gemara on this Mishnah gets into when that's an issue, and sometimes they can determine that it wasn't a Jewish burial, it wasn't in a certain specific arrangement, and they're able to move it for the needs of new construction in Eretz Yisrael. Halavai, we should all be engaged in constructing and building Eretz Yisrael for Am Yisrael. Tiskulim mitzvot.